The previous Mishnah taught that when a Yavam has relations with his Shemeres Yavam, regardless of how exactly the relations were, whether it was by mistake or on purpose, or forced or in an unusual way, or if it was only the beginning of the relations, regardless of how it was done, the Yavam is valid and they are considered to be husband and wife. This Mishnah tells us that the same applies for something else as well. The halacha is that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zoyna. And the definition of a Zoyna is a woman who has had illegal relations. The question is this specifically if she did it with her intent in a regular way? And the Mishnah tells us that no, just like Yibum is valid, regardless of how the relations happened, so too a woman becomes a Zoyna and forbidden to marry a Kohen if she had any sort of relations with somebody with whom she was forbidden to have relations. Similarly, one who has relations with any of the Arayas in the Torah, any woman who is forbidden to marry him due to them being related, or a woman who he is not allowed to marry, not because she is an Erva, not because she is related to him, but for a different reason, Kogoin Amon al Kohen Gadol, for example, a widow marrying a Kohen Gadol, Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, a divorcee or a woman who has received chalitza marrying a regular Kohen, Mamzeres, a woman who is born from illegal relations, Unasina, or a woman who is descendant from the Givonim, who at the times of Yeshua joined the Jewish people and became their water carriers and the wood choppers, but they are not considered Jewish and it's forbidden to marry them. So if a woman is a Mamzeres or an Asina, marrying a Yisrael, a regular Jew, or Bas Yisrael, a female regular Jew, l'mamzer or l'nosin, marrying a mamzer or a nosin, posal, if they had any form of relations, they have invalidated her from then going on to marrying a Kohen. She is defined as a Zoyna, even if she didn't do it intentionally. And they didn't distinguish between different types of relations, rather however the relations happened, she is now considered to be a Zoyna, and it will be forbidden for her to marry a Kohen.